Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And my name is your name, too. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, thank you guys for tuning in on 96.5 FM, on AM 630, and on the American Christian Network affiliate stations on the Liberty Broadcasting Network in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas. And especially to our live streaming audience, those of you in occupied territory, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Hang in there. We've got a battle ahead of us. We've had some recent victories, and we're going to talk about that. Hopefully you guys had a great week. It was good to hear from so many of you this week, and also to see so many of you last weekend. So, what we're going to do here in the next 30 minutes is give you a blast of the week in review, get you caught up on some current events, throw some perspective in there, and move right on through everything so that you can get back to your weekend. And tomorrow, we are going to be, of course, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Radio Free Redoubt, live streaming. We've got a system that we are trying to get dialed in there on Sunday evenings, a little skipping on that streaming, the live streaming. No problems on the podcast that you download, but the live streaming, we're working through some issues with that. So thank you for your patience and for your prayers and your continued support. So we're going to cover truth, encouragement, hopefully motivate you, give you some analysis and a bit of entertainment as we go on this 30-minute week in review blast. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and refuge for those who are strategically relocating or those who are already here that are strengthening our values, those who cherish our heritage and our history, and who believe in those strong Christian foundational values in America. We want to preserve that here. That's what the American Redoubt is all about. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to last week's concert, that was an amazing time. It's so important that you're encouraged and know that you're not alone. And that's what we hear from so many people that go to these rallies and events. They feel isolated sometimes, especially if you have been subjecting your minds to some of the social media, slipstream media, and the local newspapers, would have you believe that you, being a God-fearing, liberty-minded patriot who cherishes Americanism and our heritage, well, you're just that one person who feels that way, and everyone else has moved on and progressed, and you're still living in the old. Well, it's not true. It's lies. So what's really great is when people gather together. We had Pastor Barry Bird open in prayer. I got to MC the event, my first time ever MCing a event like that, or of any type, I think. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And Representative Matt Shea, District 4, and of course, Jordan Page in concert, but and the Black family, they were just that tribute song to LaVoie that they sang. We've got that recorded and also have embedded the other recording of that song. And that's called The Cry of the Prisoner. Beautiful, beautiful song. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that if you have not done so already. It has been 1 week since Trump has been sworn in as president. I must admit, he was not my choice in the primaries. But Well, I voted not so much for him, but against her when I voted for Trump. And I must admit, he's winning me over. We finally have a president that is doing what must be done to get our nation on the right track toward restoration. What he's doing is radical, but not as radical as the leftists and the communists and their agenda of overthrowing the republic. What he's doing is necessary, but it's not extreme. What is extreme is the communist agenda and the track that we've been on for the last 8 years, more than that, but has really accelerated in the past 8 years. So we are on the right track and we're doing what's necessary. We're doing what's common sense, logical, if you want to preserve a nation. Nothing spectacular there, what he's doing, other than he's just the only person with the guts to do what must be done to preserve the republic. But I want to remind you, it did not wipe out our sins and our transgressions. As a nation, we are doing the right thing by sealing our border. We're doing the right thing that will affect us positively economically. We're strengthening our nation. We're doing so many things right now, correctly now, under Trump, that is really just what should have been done all along. So I'm encouraged by this, but I also want to keep the perspective as a Christian living in a nation that must face judgment if we don't repent. And I'll say it, I'll say it again. We did not repent in November when we voted Trump in. Spiritually, look at how divided we are and look how narrow his victory was. And the next generation that's coming up, their minds are being warped and twisted. And that's coming up. We've got a fight ahead of us and also potentially at some point, judgment on our country. So we have challenges ahead of us. We've got an entire world system that feels threatened by Trump and now Theresa May from the United Kingdom teaming up. What many are saying, this is a reincarnation of Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. It is very reminiscent of that. I remember that. But we'll see. We will see. We'll continue to watch, continue to do most of your fighting on your knees. There's definitely a spiritual battle that we're in, and it's not over. These are some positive signs, but it is a temporary reprieve. There's a whole world that wants Trump to go away, disappear, or die, or something happened to remove him as an obstacle to their agenda. I looked in the news here from CNN. President Donald Trump used his first White House news conference Friday to say he's open to a warmer relationship with Russia and underscored his desire for a constructive bond with the United Kingdom. Not just United Kingdom, but those actually who are of the same mindset as Theresa May. Because the United Kingdom is worse than the United States as far as the how deeply rooted the communist, progressive, leftist establishment has taken hold. Trump indicated a willingness to warm ties to Moscow. Be careful, remember, these people are communists. Many of them are influenced heavily by communism. And their goal, their method, their modus operandi is where they can't win you over than to create chaos and bring you down. I'm going to point to that in just a little bit here with a documentary that I want to point you to that we've posted at Radio Free Redoubt. So he says, we'll see what happens. And this was in a meeting with Theresa May. But closer to home, just south of the border, there's some trouble brewing. In this article here. Trump said, we're looking to have a great relationship with all countries. If we can have a great relationship with Russia and China and all the countries, I'm for that. Don't trust them for a minute. Do not trust China or Russia for 1 second. But you've got enemies actually already in the camp right here at home that are as dangerous, if not more so, than the external enemies, as we've seen recently, and which I'm going to continue to point out. There was a brief news conference at the White House in the East Room with British Prime Minister Theresa May. And what they described as very, very friendly. He also described a very, very friendly call with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto on Friday, yesterday. At the same time, insisting he would maintain a tough stance on trade with the U.S. neighbor. He said, Mexico with the United States has out-negotiated us and beat us to a pulp through our past leaders. Trump also said, they have made us look foolish. He said he would work to bolster a soft and weak border and prevent American jobs from moving across the border. He said that of the Mexican president. And, of course, our past president, who will not be named. So, Trump made moves this week to make good on his campaign promises of many, in many areas, but of not only building a wall, but to make Mexico pay for it, suggesting a possible 20% import tax on all goods coming from Mexico to help fund the project.
Building this barrier is more than just a campaign promise. It's a common sense first step to really securing our porous border. This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
And that was Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer. Now, the Mexican president tweeted that his government was willing to work with the United States to reach agreements that benefit both nations. Let me tell you something. We're not interested in an agreement that benefits both nations. Now, we are interested in something that benefits America first. And this is one of the things I love about what Trump said. America first. Now, in that process, if Mexico happens to also benefit, great. That's just a bonus. But we don't care about reaching an agreement that benefits both nations if it compromises the benefit to America. America must be first. And there's news articles. Mexicans express shock and dismay that Trump campaign promises could be moving toward reality. We're seeing, for the first time in a long time, or at least on the national level, something that's very rare. And that is somebody who actually does, when he's in office, what he said he would do on the campaign trail. So, very refreshing. We will continue to watch that very closely. Now, last week, I didn't air a new show. We re-aired the previous week's show because I was up to my eyeballs in a very fast-moving, fast-paced, fluid, tactical and intelligence situation on the ground that we were tracking. This was a lot of fun. It was great training. And we had a team of AMRON operators, American Redoubt Radio operators, specifically AMRON Core operators, develop a intelligence tracking team. And we were working closely with Sam Culper, the director of the Forward Observer Live ACE, which is Analysis and Control Element. It is an intelligence element that is tracking intelligence and information as it's flowing in and making sense of it and then distributing that to the end user. In this case, it was his audience, my listening audience, and AMRON. And then we added a twist to that. Not only were we tracking using analytical tools for tracking social media and tracking the planned communist-backed – chaos, really, on the streets in America, especially Washington, D.C. We're watching for where that might sprout up elsewhere. But we also had the Amron operators on the nets, on the air, over HF radio, sharing situation reports over the air. And our thinking there was that we should be prepared in case there is a opportunistic attack in all of the chaos to attack our power grid or telecommunications infrastructure, either through a cyber attack or something else unknown and unseen. We would be immediately ready to just switch gears from grid up, internet-based flow of information, to grid down, where we would already have operators on the air sharing intelligence. So we just pick up right where we left off, just switch gears and continue the mission. That was great training. It was a great time. Everybody learned a lot. And a lot of people really appreciated that and benefited from that by being able to track what we were doing at Amron.com as we kept minute-by-minute updates, continuously updated on the website, as well as the stuff that we were putting out over the air for the Amron operators to be able to receive. So it was a good time. It was great training. It was a great opportunity. But it was also a real-world situation. Disrupt J20, along with several others, working in a coordinated effort to create the chaos, to disrupt the peaceful transition of power between from one president to another. There is a video, and we're going to take a quick break here in just a second, but there's a video called Civil War 2017, America Under Siege. And this is an expose on the communist. I'm not using this word as hyperbole or as an exaggeration. Truly communist. They proudly call themselves communists and or socialists. They refer to each other as comrade. Many of the organizers that are behind this J20 have actually traveled to Russia at these communist conventions on how to disrupt the West, how to take down America, how to subvert the American system. And this is a great documentary that we've posted at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I want you guys to go and watch. It's only about 22 minutes long, but it's an eye-opener. It's called America Under Siege, Civil War 2017. And that's the trajectory that we're on because of the strong foothold that the communists have taken in our country. So go check that out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a meeting that's going down in John Day, Oregon, right now, as you're listening to this, if you're not already there. But if you get a chance to, if you're in the area and you're listening and you get a chance to drive over there, some great speakers. We'll talk about that and more when we come back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalists, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
Back. This is the second segment on this 30-minute blast of Radio Free Redoubt here at the Liberty Broadcasting Network, or Liberty Broadcasting Service. This segment is brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com. If you want to support a Patriot-owned business, beautiful little cabins right on the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's, Idaho. Place to get away for the weekend or a place to lay your head while you're in the area looking for property in your effort to relocate. Go to RiverfrontSuites.com. All right, quick announcement. I will be teaching an electronic security class for computer, internet activity, your smart devices, how to keep you secure, things that we are recommending to members in Amron to increase their level of security, things that I've covered in the Underground Project, which is available at our store. Just go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com. On the right-hand side, click the link to the Redoubt Gear Store. Or there is an icon for the Underground Project that covers a lot of this stuff. I'll be covering on the 18th, February 18th, at Candlelight Fellowship from 9 to noon will be the presentation class portion, followed by a voluntary, if you want to, bring your laptop or smart device, and we'll walk you through getting set up and increase your level of security, privacy, and anonymity, and encryption, and things like that. During a 2-hour workshop for anyone who wants to stick around and do that and actually apply this stuff. There is no charge. This is sponsored by the Kootenai County Assembly, brought to you, and I'm volunteering my time. Of course, I'll take donations. Anybody wants to help support what we're doing. But, this is a free electronic security class brought to you by the Kootenai County Assembly. So we're going to talk about identity theft, hacking, snoopers, hostile left-wing extremist groups and how they're using social media and other things to harm or threaten people, and even unlawful government hacking and tracking, how to protect yourself from that, how to become more secure in the digital age. So put that on your calendar, February 18th, Candlelight Fellowship. Now, this weekend, going on right now, is the Finicum family presentation. They're putting on the meeting with Lavoie Finicum that never happened. This was the meeting that Lavoie Finicum, 1 year ago, was supposed to be traveling to John Day, Oregon, to give a presentation on the Constitution. There is going to be a meeting there that's going to take place that should have but didn't. That will be at the John Day Fairgrounds. 411 Northwest Bridge Street. You can just go to the internet and you can do an internet search, but we'll put the link in the highlights and resources posting for this show. And that's at eventbrite.com. Finicum family presents the meeting with Lavoie Finicum that never happened. Some of the speakers involved include Bill Norton. He's a public speaker and author on the fundamental natural law principles of liberty and the U.S. Constitution. He's been volunteering for the National Center for Constitutional Studies, also known as NCCS, for 12 years, updating educational material on the Constitution. Even if you can't make it to this presentation, I strongly recommend, as one of our recommended resources, the National Center for Constitutional Studies. But Bill Norton will be speaking, along with Chris Ann Hall, our friend, fellow patriot. She's an attorney, former prosecutor, who travels the country teaching the Constitution and the history that gives us our founding documents. Chris Ann Hall will connect the dots for you like no one else can. Host of the Chris Ann Hall Show, which I've sat in for and covered for her. Many of you have listened to that. She pulls no punches. She puts liberty first and gives no quarter to those who hide behind party labels. Interesting, too, this weekend, there's been some complaints from some elements within the community about all those people coming here to our community with their guns. They actually expressed this to Sheriff Palmer. Sheriff Palmer's a patriot. And they asked him, what are you going to do to ensure our safety? He actually made a public statement I want to share with you. He said, with the event coming to John Day over the anniversary of the shooting of Lavoie Finicum and the meeting that never happened, I offer these few words. For those of you who think that this is dangerous and people are bringing guns into our community and that it's in itself dangerous, these same people have had guns and firearms prior to this event and haven't done anything to cause concern or give reason to make this a safety issue. There is no intel or information to support this with what has been shared with local law enforcement. For crying out loud, we've had tens of thousands of people who come to our area armed to the teeth every hunting season, and not one person makes an issue out of that. The other thing I see is that there are more road signs and public property that's damaged and destroyed by shooters than I care to see, and from what I know, not one person has ever come forward with a complaint or safety concern, and some of these signs have houses right behind them. And I can say that the majority of these signs are most likely damaged by people who live right here. Someone asked, there was a Twitter feed that went out. Oh, he said, for those of you who are coming into the meeting, those that are coming here have the right to peacefully assemble and meet. For those of you who are coming, I hope our community gives you the hospitality and welcomes you to Grant County as we do anyone else. I know our business community is appreciative of you and staying in their motels and eating at their cafes. Please drive safe. That's a patriot sheriff. There needs to be more of them out there. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. Thank you guys for your prayers and your support. God bless. We'll talk to you next Saturday.